With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former President Donald Trump stumping hard in the final days before Tuesday's election. Saturday, he was in Gastonia, North Carolina.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
Mr. Trump has at least three events scheduled for today in North Carolina and Georgia. Wisconsin is home to one of several key races that could determine control of the U.S. Senate. White House correspondent Greg Clugston follows that.
The Senate contest between incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican businessman Eric Hovde has tightened in recent weeks. Money has poured into Wisconsin, making this the sixth most expensive Senate race, according to USA Today. Baldwin is a major proponent of abortion rights, while Hovde is opposed. The voting trend here is also noteworthy. The governor is a Democrat, while the state legislature is controlled by Republicans. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
South Korea says the U.S. has flown a long-range bomber in a trilateral drill with South Korea and Japan in response to North Korea's recent test firing of a new intercontinental ballistic missile designed to strike the U.S. mainland. South Korea's military says the aerial drill today demonstrated the three countries' firm resolve and readiness to respond to North Korea's advancing nuclear and missile programs. Warren Buffett is now sitting on more than $325 billion in cold hard cash after continuing to unload billions of dollars worth of Apple and Bank of America shares this year and continues to collect a steady stream of profits from all Berkshire Hathaway's assorted businesses without finding any major acquisitions. This is SRN News. One West Texas city has banned men from using female restrooms and locker rooms. Members of the Odessa City Council have expanded a 1989 ordinance that prohibits individuals from entering restrooms of the opposite sex. The 5-2 vote came following an emotionally charged exchange between residents and city leaders, with city council members arguing that the ordinance would protect Odessans and their families. The ban applies to city buildings and facilities, including community centers, libraries, airports, and parks. Nationally, Catholic voters have been a crucial swing constituency in recent presidential elections. This year, in the vital state of Pennsylvania, they'll likely comprise at least a quarter of the electorate and thus play a pivotal role in deciding the overall outcome. Many are supporting former President Donald Trump, citing Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris's support for abortion and the LGBT agenda. Catholics are becoming an important constituency for the former president. This is SRN News. The owners of a pet squirrel euthanized by New York officials wants justice.
The owner of a pet squirrel named Peanut says he found out his beloved animal was euthanized by New York State Friday in news reports after they seized him along with Fred the raccoon.
Didn't even quarantine them. They took them from my house and just killed them.
Jeff Longa, who runs a Pine City Animal Sanctuary with his wife, had Peanut 7 years and disputes accounts from the Department of Environmental Conservation that the squirrel bit someone involved in the investigation.
Peanut did not bite anybody.
The DEC says they took the animals after complaints about wildlife being kept illegally. Longa was promising to get justice for their deaths. Julie Walker, New York.
Elsewhere in the Big Apple, jaywalking, now it's legal. Legislation passed by the city council is now law after Mayor Eric Adams declined to sign or veto it after 30 days. So walk wherever you want to. This is SRN News.